All right, yesterday during Muse, Gordo had the story of a road rage incident on LBJ.
That's right.
And this was quite the road rage incident. And I think I underestimated it because this is the one where the guys started swapping paint. One would not let the other car in because there was an accident and they were trying to merge two lanes into one. And finally, the aggressive driver coming from left to right trying to get into the lane bumped into a guy, bumped into him again, then wedged his car up against the car next to him, and then was so furious he got out with a machete and started hacking at the car that would not let him in.
Oh.
And he did break looks like he broke a couple of windows, maybe the back window and maybe one of the back rear windows. And I mentioned yesterday, okay, if I'm in a car that's now being attacked by a dude with a machete, I don't know how threatened I feel. I would have felt very threatened by this guy. It's a big machete, and it was doing damage, and that guy had just flipped his lid, lost his temper. That would have frightened anyone. And the guy whose car was attacked said, I'm glad my kids weren't with me in the car because there was broken glass flying. And yeah, who knows if the machete had gone inside the car. Then it's really weird. After that, he just walks back, gets in the driver's side of the vehicle again, the aggressive guy again with the machete, I guess puts away his machete, then drives ahead of the car that he just attacked, and he has no care for his car at this point, and he slams into the front of it so the guy can't drive off. So police are now trying to sort this whole thing out. And it is really violent. It's a lot more violent than I envisioned the story when you told it yesterday.
So, wait, you're saying that the machete guy ran into the front of the other guy's car?
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah. Have y'all seen the video of it yet?
No, I need to go look at it. I usually don't like looking at violence.
I was surprised at your initial thought that you would not be worried about a guy with a machete coming towards your car. Because, for example, if a guy came towards your car with a baseball bat, would
Absolutely.
You be worried?
Yeah, sure.
Well, you can punch out a window just like with the machete, and then the guy can chop your head off, unlike a baseball bat.
Yeah.
Now, he could take your head off, I guess, with a baseball bat. But a guy coming toward me, if I'm in my car and he's wielding a machete, I'm freaking out.
Yeah, I would have too.
A machete's scarier than a baseball bat,
yes.
Right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, it's really violent. Here they are swapping paint. And then.
But your initial reaction was that a machete wasn't scary.
Yeah, right? I was just thinking, oh, you stay in your car, and you can see that's a big machete, and it's breaking the back window, and it broke that window right there. He gave it four good whacks. And now he looks as traffic is starting to back up. And then he gets back in his car. And now watch this move. He's still really steaming. Throws the machete in. Now he's trying to reverse and he can't because he's stuck up against the car. So now he'll drive up and get right in front of him. Look, they're playing like Demolition Derby in the middle of LBJ.
And if I'm one of those drivers around them, I'm so pissed.
Yeah,
I'm
what
so
are these guys
pissed
doing?
I'm ramming into both cars.
Yeah, I'm pulling out my machete. Mm-hmm.
So, and we've talked about road rage through the years, being on both sides of it, sometimes having people yell at us, and then what sets you off as I've really tried not to do anything, including what Gordo has done before by following someone for miles and then telling them, what'd you tell them, use their signal
Very
or something?
Very politely telling them.
Okay. But well, you aggressively followed him for miles, though.
No, it's after they have yelled at me and flipped me off and done the old scream inside their car, even though I can't hear them, but they're making sure they scream. And so I just follow them to politely explain what actually happened back there, which is that, sir, you need to realize I had right-of-way as I was coming off the larger road.
Okay, but if you wait until that guy has driven 25 miles to do that?
Oh, no, it was longer than that. It was probably an hour.
Oh, my gosh.
He finally pulled over, and he goes, what do you want? I said, I just wanted to explain to you the rule back there is that the person coming off the larger road, they actually have right-of-way when they exit the highway. That's all.
And what did he say?
What do you want? What do you want from me? I said, I just told you. I was just explaining the rule to you in case you weren't aware of it.
Oh,
because you seemed to have some general confusion about an hour ago when you got off the highway.
Okay, would you do that
general
today?
General confusion.
Would you do that
Hello.
Today?
Good to be with you.
All these stories of road rage, you've matured now 2 decades past that. Would you take that time, an hour, to follow that guy, knowing that if he
Not
blew
an
his
hour.
Foot at you, he
Not
may
an
have
hour,
a gun?
I,
and
I still have instances of these things that could become road rage.
Man, you just don't know who's behind that wheel, if he has a machete or a gun or
that is true.
And that's why I just now I'm not saying I don't flip my lid sometimes, and I haven't done this in a long time. The one that always gets me is aggressive tailgating.
They say that is the cause of most of these road rage incidents.
Yes. And I don't know what it is, and I think it was back when I had kids in the car, it used to really set me off. Like, it's not just me, but you're putting my kids in danger where you're so close to my bumper, I can't even see your windshield. And that happened to me about a week ago.
Well,
there was a guy
right up. There's an easy fix for that. You just go slow. They'll eventually just go around you.
Yeah, but they may cut you off.
Yeah,
when they go
that's why you always are ready for them to try that maneuver, and you always slow down more. As soon as they start making their passing maneuver, you slow down more.
Or speed up to annoy them.
Well, no, then you're running the risk.
But see, just little things like that. Remember that there was that story, this is a long time ago, and the guy brake tapped someone.
Never brake check people.
And that just infuriated the guy who was tailgating, and that caused a road rage incident. And this guy, this is how stupid this was. This guy was behind me in a center lane. I couldn't even see his windshield because he was so close to my truck. I thought, man, what is this guy's deal? Then he whips over to the right lane, no signal, passes me, and then takes a right. So he wanted to, I guess he wanted to tailgate me so I would move over, and then he could pass me and then take his right. And I'm talking a half a block, and he thought that was, hey, that's reason enough to tailgate. I'm going to take a right here in about 300 yards, but let's tailgate this guy and maybe get him to move over. Oh, he's not going to move over? Okay, I'll just whip it over with no signal, crowd the other guy that's now in front of me, and then take my right. That's the one that really sets me off, and I've had to take nice deep breaths before, especially when I had kids in the car. But, I mean, what do you do? Flip the guy off? Do you tell him not to tailgate? What do you say to him?
I usually do one of two things. If someone's tailgating me, I just ignore it, which is like if he runs into the back of me. I mean,
we'll deal with it then.
I keep my head against the headrest, and I just go, okay, well, that's going to be his fault, and he's going to run into my car, but he's not going to do that because I always count on people wanting to protect their car more than I want to protect mine.
Yeah.
And generally that always works out. Particularly even when I'm merging, when the person is, I'm not going to give an inch here. I'm not going to let you get in here. This is my land. My great-grandparents came to this land and staked out this particular part of this particular lane.
This is my road.
Generations ago. When he's doing that business, I just go, okay, I'm just going in. If we hit cars, fine, if you're so insistent. And usually they always let me in then because they don't want to get their car hit.
Yeah.
And I just let them yell at me and shake their fist in their car and watch their playlet and then just keep driving.
And don't follow them.
No, I'm ahead of them at that point because they've had to let me in.
Don't let them pull ahead and then follow them.
I think the other option is what I do now that I'm older, and that is just get over in the right lane.
Yeah.
If someone, even if I'm going 90 and someone comes up behind me at 110, I'm not going to sit there. I'm going to just pull over. I just don't I don't want to deal with it.
If I'm in the fast lane, and this guy's wanting to pass, that's on me. I am.
Absolutely.
I do have
I'm
to
talking like
then.
Center lane or sometimes even right lane. It doesn't matter what lane you're in. People are just really aggressive with tailgating.
Yeah, but if you're in the far left lane, then you definitely need to get over. I agree with you.
Oh, yeah, no
you.
Doubt.
I agree
no
with
doubt.
You if you're in the right lane.
Yeah,
the
no doubt. No, this and just the other day, this is in a road that is 3 lanes, and I think the speed limit's like 45. Which is what I was doing. I may have been doing 50. It's not as if I was going 30. And that raises another question about driving here in the Metroplex that we'll get to next here on The Ticket.